Konnichiwa, minasan. Krim desu. Welcome to J-Rock On, my new podcast. Yeah, there's a lot of other J-Rock podcasts out there, so this one's not really that special. I just wanted to see if I could do it, and it would be like a fun little project to do. So the background music right now is Taku no Magikaru Adventure by Antique Cafe. They're a really cute band. I just started getting into them, and I first saw their Expect Rush photo shoot, and they're just adorable, especially Bo. So yeah, it's a pretty cracked out song, but that's what I like about it. The last podcast I made wasn't really that good. I'm sorry that I mumbled a lot. I can't help it. I'm not meant to talk to others, I guess. But I will try to sound clear and enunciate my words. If you want to hear someone really good at this stuff, you have to listen to Ichigo Sweet's podcast. She is really amazing. Like, her voice is so adorable. And she speaks really clear. She should really take up radio hosting, I guess. So yeah, mine isn't really going to sound like hers, so I'm sorry. I don't even know if there are people listening to this, clearly, and her shows are pretty good. Oh, I thought so. So yeah, I guess I should start. Since last time, I started off with a song that I totally got hooked on, or been pulled by. I'll play another one that I always hit on replay on my CD player. This one's a long title, and I'm gonna totally butcher it, so I am sorry. I'll say it slowly, because it's really long. So it's Yami Yori Kurai Dokoku no Acapella Dobara Yori Akai Jonetsu no Aria. It's a really long song title, and it is by D. They're this Visual K Indies band. They're pretty good, oh my goodness. Who got me hooked onto them was Kayade Koji. I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning her, but she's a fan of them, and I got curious. I wanted to check it out, and this song is from their first album, I believe. It's called The Name of the Rose. This song is based on The Phantom of the Opera, and if you watch the PV for it, it's pretty obvious. Asagi's voice, he's the vocalist, of course. He has a very good, deep, and rich voice. It just pulls it all together, and it's amazing how he can hit those really high notes, but still sound like so deep. So listen to it, because I can't describe it. I don't know, I'm really bad at that. So here it is. Yami yori kurai dokoku no akapella dobara yori akai jonetsu no aria. Yeah, I did it!
My dear Rose, oh, you are all of me. In this world, in outer past and the future, I sing for you.
wasn't that good. So yes, that was by Visual K indie band D. And slowly but surely, they're starting to get a little more popular with fans. Not really that mainstream, but there are more fans now. What I realized when I was looking at some of the scans from J-Rock scans, that there are only 4 members now. I have my wallpaper on my desktop right now is of D, and I see 5 people. And then when I saw that there are only 4 on the pictures, I'm like, something's missing. So I guess that Rena, the bassist, he left the band. I'm not sure why yet. I haven't really looked that up. It's really hard looking up things about D because of their name. It's it's so common. Like, D will just give me like a website with like any letter that contains it. So yeah, it's hard, but I'll find that out later, or maybe someone can tell me. So yeah, I highly recommend that you watch the video if you're a fan of Phantom of the Opera. The next Visual K artist we will be talking about is Despars Ray. I apologize if I'm pronouncing that wrong. I'm not too familiar with them, but here's a story. They had a US tour, like on the East Coast, which is like amazing because I live in New Jersey, and most of like the concerts and whatnot for J-Rock is usually like in California or Florida or Texas, and it really makes me sad. So Despars Ray came to New Jersey and New York, but I was unable to go, sadly. Even though I'm not familiar with that band, I wanted to give them a try because, well, they're Visual K, and J-Rock artists don't usually go to America that often, really. So I really wanted to experience a J-Rock band, like, live. The show in New Jersey, it was in Morristown. I couldn't even go to that one because it's 21 and over only. And I don't know why, but it was held at a strip club. And I told one of my friends about it, and he said, well, if you're coming from another country and you're coming to America, of course you'd want to come visit the strip club. So I guess that's true, but it's quite funny. And the other one was held at Don Hills in New York City. My friend was able to go to that one. He's more of a J-pop fan, actually, and he doesn't really like Visual K that much. And he went with his friend from LiveJournal, because apparently he's quite popular on LiveJournal. And he said that it was pretty good. They had some emo bands in the before the show, and he didn't really like it, but and he said that the vocalist, Hizumi, kept looking at him because he was like, I don't know, he was doing this like hand gesture that he always saw that the Japanese fans do, and it made him smile, so that's pretty cute. And another thing was the guitarist was gonna give him his guitar pick, and it was directly for him, like, but this girl just intercepted and just, like, took it out of his hand. I mean, that's crazy, but, you know, fangirls are crazy. I would have done the same thing, I guess. No, I'd be, like, pretty more civil than that, I think. But if someone tried to take a guitar pick that was meant for me, I would really, like, snatch it back and just, like, maul that girl. Yeah, it's crazy fangirl. And another funny story that my friend told me is that Hizumi had like a hard-on because all these girls were like groping him. So he had like a hard-on for like half the show. He found that amusing, and I did too when I read about it. So yeah, he said that next time if there's ever another like J-Rock band in America, he'd kidnap me and take me there. So that's something to look forward to. I wasn't able to go because it was on a school night, and my parents think that I'd get gang raped at those kind of things. I mean, whose parents, like, do not like your taste for visual K because of the look. It's like so dark. Oh, my parents are like afraid of me. Well, not really. They're like scared about how I like these like gothic looking like guys. And I don't think they even know that they're guys. Some of them, I think they think that they're like some of them are girls or something, which is quite funny. I drew like this picture for my art sketchbook assignment, and it was of Miyabi during his doodle quartz days, and I think it turned out pretty good. I don't know if I'll be able to post it because I don't have a scanner, but yeah, my art teacher is like, oh, that she looks really good. The hair looks really nice, and blah blah blah, praising me for it. And I'm like, no, it's a guy. And my friend is like, Mr. Delaney, that's a guy. And so, oh, it was funny. And I showed it to my other friend, and he's like, oh yeah, I like her hair. And then I'm like, no, it's a guy. And he's like, oh God, these Japanese people. Yeah, and it was so funny. Oh, I love like scaring people. Oh, but anyway, I'm sorry. I'm now gonna play the Sparsory song from their album Call Set. It's called Garnet. Enjoy.
Yeah.
So yes, that was Garnet by Despard Ray. Oh, and today is Miavi Day. So of course, I can't have a podcast without playing at least one of Miavi's songs. Come on. everybody should know by now the icon that I have on my live journal. Wow, that's the reason why I'm on a big Miavi high, like, lately, like, more than before, because I just melted when I saw that Showtime concert for Noriko, or that Rockin' Mama Fest. I don't know what the name was, really, but it was something like that. And if you listen, or if you've seen, actually, for the Shorin no V-Rock performance, like, okay, if you have a full concert, 20 minutes into it, Miavi takes his hand and he pulls up his shirt a little bit, showing his stomach. Then he puts his hand a little bit down his pants, and then he starts shaking that beautiful ass of his. I just, like, melted. I was completely, like, wow. I couldn't even speak, and I can't even play like the last few parts of the concert, because like I keep rewinding and rewinding to that part. So then I had to make an icon out of it, and I just love it so much. And I'm glad I see like a lot of people using it too, because I would so tap that ass. Yeah, so in honor of Miavi Day, Miavi Day is every day for me. I shall play now that live performance of Shorin no V-Rock from the Rockin' Mama Fest. Enjoy!
Shorin no V-Rock! Melody,
Shorty no V-Rock live. Did you hear that part in the middle when he says Atama Gring 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 Mamaru melody? Excuse the horrible singing, but to make my point, that was the part where he did the fan service and started shaking his ass, and that's why you hear the girls in the audience screaming. I would be screaming my head off too, and I think I did when I watched it, so. Oh yeah, speaking of hot fantasy goodness, in response to Ichigo's sweet comment about how there should have been three Mews, like Mew should have been the bride in Kakanshi came out with that. That would have been very interesting. I mean, he's already did like multiple Mews, like in Pop is Dead and Jibun Kakume 2003, I believe. Yeah, so Mew loves himself, and I love him too. So, it works, and he wouldn't look that bad in a dress either. He did do it in his Dual Chords days, and he did it for photo shoots. He dressed up like a geisha, and there's this one that I found that he looked like a gypsy, almost. I've never seen that picture before, but it is Mew, like, I can tell by the face. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's... But come on, it's Mew on Mew on Mew action. I mean, I would love to see, like, the honeymoon for that. Naughty, naughty song. Oh, man. I can just picture it now. I think I should draw that one day. I always say that, but I never do. But it's a really nice picture that I have up in my head right now. Oh, man. Sorry. So yeah, I'm also open to requests on my playlist. Feel free to request anything and I'll play it. If you like it, I'll upload it for you. And you can try things like shoutouts. Like if you have like a message or a person you want to say hi to, I'll read it. And yeah. Oh, and if anyone wants to plug anything, famous plugs of their podcasts, their communities, or anything, I will say them on here. Remember, this is only an experiment for me. Like, I doubt anyone will be listening to this, but I think everyone who's been listening to about 30 minutes worth of me talking about nonsense and mumbling, but I will say that this is probably better than my first podcast, because I think I sound more clear now. I guess the whole purpose for this is that for people to explore, like, new music, and I think that's the purpose for, like, everybody's podcast, you know? To expose you to something new and maybe something that you've never heard. But I guess mine is more for, like, people starting out with J-Rock or noobs or whatever, because I basically have most of the big popular names in J-Rock, like Mouse Miser, Hide, Miyavi, Gakt, and a few others, you know? So, yeah, I want to provide, like, the basics for the newer people who have just been exposed to this world of J-Rock. So, yeah, thanks again, everybody, for listening. I'm sorry that this is so long. It's actually the songs that make it longer. So, everybody, have a happy, merry, miyavi day. And thanks for listening. This is Krim, and you've been listening to J-Rock On. Done it.